As easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Buzzing of Life. You are tuned to Spectrum on a Monday afternoon. And right now we're crossing over to teacher Nadine Boerters. Nadine, welcome to Spectrum on Radio Pulpit. And how are you this afternoon?
I'm very good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing so well. So, Nadine, tell me, are you from school today?
Yes, I went to school. Everything was very nice and everything. Good Monday. The children must run with energy. Hmm. Usually, when I come back off the weekend, it's like a lot of energy.
Yeah, I can imagine. So, tell me, what grade are you teaching?
Okay, I'm teaching grade 6 math. Okay. And then I'm teaching grade 7 art. So it's actually very nice. So the first year I get them and I'm strict. You have to do your homework. Mm. And it's the whole left brain. There's rules and everything. And then the next year I have the same children. But then it's like, be creative.
Mm.
So it's very nice to actually see children from being, you know, in the box. You have to do steps for steps and it's math and stressing. And the next year to see them actually just quiet child getting up on a stage and it's like being blown away by the confidence and everything.
Wow. Sure. So today is World Teachers Day. And just tell me, how do you feel like, you know, as a teacher, did the children do something special for you guys at school to honor you?
No, the children really didn't do, they didn't do anything. But we as teachers, we organized, we had a cake, everybody brought something.
Okay.
So break time was like a picnic festival.
Mm.
So I ate enough first break to still be full of cake at the moment.
Sure, that is so lovely. But how do you feel, I mean, how long have you been a teacher now? For how long have you been serving in teaching?
I've been a teacher now. This is now my fifth year.
Yeah, and how is the feeling?
The feeling is quite different. I must say, last year, we had a very difficult year regarding discipline at our school. And I wanted to give up so many times last year. Like, it is not even to be like, it's just sunshine and roses all the time. Mm. And we have the four holidays. It was really a difficult year. Like, I was... This is now it. I'm done. I get somebody else. I'm done with this. And we had a good December holiday and came back really refreshed.
Wow.
And a lot of peace in my heart when we came back. Like, I just felt peace, like abnormal, really God-given peace. And the group we have this year for the grade sixes, absolutely a different group from last year.
It's
just, they're just so cooperative and really want to participate. And discipline on that side has been such a difference because they are cooperating and getting the whole feeling of love again for, I want to do this, new energy, and then Corona happened.
Sure.
So.
Yeah. And, you know, when you share a story about how you wanted to give up and also now you are back because you have peace in your heart, for me, it simply says to me, teaching is ministry. You know, it's not something that you can easily just leave. You are called to do this.
Totally.
Sure.
Actually, I was thinking about it over the weekend. Also, people were asking, well, how did I get into teaching and all that?
Actually, I was about to ask, how did you get into teaching?
It's actually really a funny story. Originally, when I in matric, I was like, I don't know what I'm going to study. Mm. And I took a gap year. And my dad said, how about you? I think you must be an educator. And I lost him. Like, no, not even being funny. I lost so much in his face. I'm like, really? You are crazy. There's no way.
Sure.
So I didn't study teaching. I actually did my BCom in human resource management.
Okay.
With the idea to go into training and development, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this like, okay, I will someday do teaching. I can see I will enjoy it. And did a couple of jobs and worked in the corporate industry. And I just really felt like, there's something more. There is something more. I want to do this education. And I must say, by that time, I have applied already for education, but it just didn't work out. And I applied again a second time, and I got accepted by UNISA for my PGCE.
Okay.
And everything, and it's an absolute faith. Like, I really believe if you want to go into teaching, if you do not have complete peace, or you got word or a vivid neon sign from heaven saying this is where you must be, you mustn't do it. Because the thing is that it's really, like you said, it is a ministry.
It's a ministry.
And everything just worked out for it. And I went for my first interview, and I was sat there, and I think to myself, like, all these other people, like, they've been in their education for so many years and everything, and I'm, like, still a student. I've got this corporate experience and a little bit of tutoring here and there, but that's it. And at that time, I went into the interview, and I thought, it's at the school that I'm still at, and I told them, they asked me, why me and not somebody else that has more experience?
Okay.
And I told them straight, give me a chance because I really believe I have to be here.
Sure, wow. And that's how you got into teaching.
And that's how I got into teaching.
Amazing.
That is how I got, I really believe I have to be there. So,
sure.
And it hasn't been easy.
Sure, I can imagine. Because my next question was, what are some of your challenges and greatest moments in serving as a teacher?
Challenges, the biggest challenge is really their discipline.
Mm.
It makes it very, very difficult because the child has all the rights, no matter how wrong they are or whatever, you are not allowed to do anything.
Mm.
So that makes it very difficult. And then it's you against 40 in a class. That's the one other challenge that's really making it difficult. But I think that it's still so rewarding, like, not for that, you still get that aha moment when you explain work to a child and they get it. But for me, the biggest thing is a child comes to you and they say, like, this and this is happening at home.
Sure.
And you actually, as a teacher, you have a responsibility to take the steps for that child.
Sure.
And I think that's some of the biggest things that I see. Okay, I get it, Lord.
Mm.
I get why I was here for this.
Sure.
And then it's not just, my mom was now difficult. She took my phone away. It's like serious.
It's deep stuff.
It's abusive stuff.
Sure.
It is. Like this one, we go to court. We are calling police, like making sure children get to see psychologists and making sure that you, from your child, that you can do everything, that you know.
Mm.
Yes, this child is going back to that situation, but I did everything I can. I'm fighting for this child. So.
Sure. Mm. And how do you keep yourself motivated every day? I mean, to love your work and to love the children, no matter what challenges you might personally be facing in your own life, but just to go every day with a smile and to help them. And even when you're irritable, but to be patient and love them. How do you keep yourself together?
I'm laughing now because that is such a difficult question. And that's why I'm laughing. Every day it's a different situation.
Mm.
And I think that one of the biggest things I must say is my support system.
Sure.
I have an absolute amazing support system at home and also at work. The teachers at work, we're all in the same situations, and we really motivate each other to say we are here for each other. And a lot of prayer, really, a lot of, like, what is happening, giving up. I know, especially last year, I told my husband, I think I'm crazy, because the definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And today I'm getting back to that school.
Sure.
And so you get that moment, because you need to have a support system.
Mm.
And I think the biggest thing that I've just learned, and that keeps me motivated, is this too shall pass.
Yeah, it shall pass.
Hmm. It is a difficult, like, this week is just difficult. But next week, and then it's really like that. I will have a difficult week this week, over the weekend. And then the next week is like, this was a breeze, and this was fun. And then there's moments when a child will do something, and you laugh so much with the child. Not even at the child, you laugh with the child. And I think those moments really keep you motivated. And to help each other, I think that's at the end. And with the irritation, like you said, it's actually so funny. Last week I had a irritation, but I was actually not towards the school or anything like that.
Okay.
And then one girl came to me, and they were writing tests, and we had an excellent lesson, and it's time for break, and I'm still writing. And she comes to me and says, "Ma'am, are you okay?" I was like, Aww. Hey, Chloe, why?
That is so sweet.
No, you just look a bit irritated. And aww. I'm thinking to myself, I'm holding this irritation in because it's not the children. They pick up. Children pick up on themselves. Yeah, so I think that helps. And really, the children also in themselves, those little questions, like... Mm. They're human and they just need some love.
Wow. But Nadine, I must say on behalf of all the parents, and I'll say this to you, but saying to all the teachers that you guys are doing such a wonderful job. I mean, I'm a mother and I know how hectic it gets with children. You tell them, I have a little one that I have to tell to sit down 365 times a day and she doesn't listen to me. And I just want to applaud you guys. You know, you guys are special. You guys are in ministry, you are serving, and you know, we really appreciate you. I know parents sometimes come to school and we shout at you and we fight with you instead of working with you guys, but you're really doing so much for us as parents.
Thank you so much, Mpo. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
So what message do you have for other teachers on this special day, just to encourage them as well?
To never give up and to know that the school that you are at the moment or small class or whatever the situation may be, to know that you are there for a reason.
Amen.
We might never see it. I don't think as teachers we will ever see the reason for a lot of things.
Yeah.
But just to know there's definitely a reason for that.
Hmm.
And God sees the difficult situation also. God sees it.
Mm.
And not to give up. Not
sure.
To give up. To know that even in a broken world, we do make a difference.
Amen. Sure. Thank you so much, Nadine, for availing yourself this afternoon to speak to us.
It's a big, big pleasure, Paul. Thank you for the call and really just keep spreading the word and spreading the gospel, and you guys keep on doing the amazing work that you guys are doing.
Thank you so much, teacher Nadine. So are you off to giving extra lessons? How's your afternoon today?
Luckily not. I had actually over the weekend some extra lessons that I had to give. So this afternoon it's a break. I'm going to exercise a bit or try to motivate myself to exercise a bit.
And prepare for tomorrow.
Preparing for tomorrow, yes.
Yeah.
All the marks and marking and a bit more marking.
All right. Okay. Have a great evening then.
Thank you very much, Mpo.
Okay, bye-bye. And family, that was Nadine Bortes. We were just commemorating teachers today. It's World Teachers Day. We appreciate every teacher in the world. We appreciate every teacher in small communities and villages. Everywhere, we appreciate you. You know, you are in ministry. What you're doing is very powerful. We might not say it all the time enough, but indeed, we need you, and our children definitely need you.